This is Katie and Kay. You're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. We're in the middle of the Katie and Kay membership drive. Please join us or renew your membership right now by calling 963-0139 or going online to katieandkay.org and click on Donate. I'm Maya Pedersen, and I am joined in the Katie and Kay Broadcast Learning Center with the members of Glenwood Springs High School Jazz Band. The Glenwood Springs High School Jazz Band is directed by the wonderful Tammy Suby and has 20 students who typically perform and practice as a big band. The students were recently given an assignment which broke them into two groups and gave them the opportunity to choose their own music, arrange, and rehearse independently. They were given class time and created their own objectives and worked as small teams for the past month. Each group is here live at Katie and Kay to perform two songs that they have arranged, and the students will also be telling us a little bit about their experience. So welcome to Katie and Kay, everyone. So we're going to start right here. Will you please say your name and grade and what instrument you play?
My name is Reed Flunchy. I'm in 10th grade, and I play the trombone.
My name is Andrew Gilbert. I'm a junior, and I play the trumpet.
I'm Tucker Sheldrick. I'm in 9th grade, and I play the tenor saxophone.
My name is Mabel Ellison. I'm in 10th grade, and I play the tenor saxophone.
And right over here.
My name is Michael Hale. I'm in 10th grade, and I play the tenor saxophone.
My name is Gabe Hale. I'm in 9th grade, and I play the alto saxophone.
My name is Isaac Williams. I'm a junior, and I play guitar and trombone.
My name is Sean Phillips. I'm in 9th grade, and I play the bass guitar.
My name is Tabor Pierceday. I'm in 9th grade, and I play the drums.
And right over here playing the piano.
I'm Mark, and I like to play music.
All right, and how about you guys play your first song, Santeria by Sublime?
Thank you.
Awesome. That was really, really cool. Everyone here is like dancing, having a lot of fun. So now I'm going to start off with a couple of questions for you guys. So tell me, Sean Phillips, what instrument do you play?
I play the bass guitar.
And what made you pick this instrument?
Well, I started to learn guitar, but then I realized I prefer the bassier sound over this light, plucky stuff.
Got you. And then, Gabe Hale, why do you like jazz?
Well, when I play jazz, it's like, sounds really cliche, but it literally feels like everything else falls away because you don't think about anything else except the music, and that is an amazing feeling.
Do you have any musicians that have inspired you?
Well, I mean, music is in my family. Everyone in my family plays. So I thought I should learn an instrument, and saxophone looks cool. So yeah.
Right. And Mabel, here you are. What has been your experience transcribing and arranging the music?
It's been very hard. I did it 4 times, and I got them wrong every single time. Today, I actually came with another wrong one, so 4th time's a charm. No, it's not really.
Was there a certain process you follow that helps you, you know, kind of put the songs together and the music?
Nope. I sat on my couch with my melodica, and I started trying to figure out the song, and I know all the lyrics, and my family's sick of it now. So. Got
you. All right, now let's hear you play your last song, Evil Wise by Santana. And yeah, here we go. We will be right back after taking a quick break, but there's a next group coming on from the GSHS Jazz Band, and it's going to be awesome, so stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Maya Patterson, and you're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. We are joined in the KD&K Broadcast Learning Center with Glenwood Springs High School Jazz Band. They are performing music they have independently arranged and practiced over the course of the last few months. If you enjoyed hearing young musicians performing and think it is a valuable service to the community, please support KD&K by joining us as a new or renewing member. Every contribution helps. Please call 963-0139. Or go online to kdnk.org and click on Donate. Thanks. Please welcome our second group. And will everyone say their name, grade, and instrument that you play?
I'm Devin Kneiper. I'm a junior, and I play trumpet.
I'm Bryce Reisner. I'm a sophomore, and I play alto sax.
All right, now I got to go around the chords. Here we go.
My name is Noah Rogatis. I'm in 11th grade, and I play saxophone.
I'm Kieran LeMay. I'm a senior, and I play Barry Sax. I'm Jose Rivera. I play the trombone, and I'm in senior year.
My name is Isaac Williams, and I'm a junior, and I play guitar and trombone.
I'm Jack Reese. I'm a junior, and I play bass.
I'm Tanner Korn. I'm a junior, and I play drums.
All right, and why don't we play your first song then? Spain by Chick Corea. DJ Sunshine, and you're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. We are joined in the KD&K Broadcast Learning Center with the Glenwood Springs High School Jazz Band. They are performing music that they independently arranged and practiced over the course of the last few months. And if you enjoyed hearing young musicians performing and think it is a valuable service to the community, please support KD&K by joining us as a new or renewing member. Every contribution helps. Please call 963-0139 or go online to kdnk.org and click on donate. Thanks. Please welcome our second group here again. And I just have a couple quick questions. And we're going to start off here with Bryce Reisner. What have you learned from this experience?
Well, for one, your responsibility is your responsibility. So when it comes to combo groups like these, it's super important that you make sure and keep up with what you're doing with, like, arranging these tunes. It can be very difficult, and if you don't do it, then you don't get to play the songs.
And Isaac Williams, why do you like playing jazz music?
I like playing jazz music because it gives you the ability to do improv, and you can make any song your own by playing your own solo over, if that allows. So you can customize it yourself.
And Kieran LeMay, what is something that jazz music has taught you?
I think that playing music specifically has kind of almost hyperbolized that idea that, like, practice matters more than, like, talent. I always hear adults, when I talk to them, I say, I play Barry Sax, and they're like, oh, I used to play music, but I didn't seem like I was very talented. And I think that the more I've played, the more I've learned that, like, all that matters is that you sit down and practice, because it's literally hard for everyone. You know, you just have to play.
Well said. I am looking forward to hearing your last song, and I'm sure all the listeners are also very excited. And here is Chicken Scratch by Chris Berg.
Thank you.
This is the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. Please join KDNK right now as a new or renewing member and show your support to this program, 963-0139 or online at kdnk.org and click on Donate. Today we have students from Glenwood Springs High School Jazz Band performing live. And they are presenting a project that they have been working on for the past few months where they select music to arrange and rehearse.
Hey, so this is Tammy Subi, band director. I'm super proud of all of these guys, and I want to just second what Kieran said. I get told a lot that I never had that talent, or I'm not talented, or I'm not talented in music. And every time I hear it, they get to hear a speech from me about how we actually don't know what talent is, I don't think. I think it's about hard work and hard work all the time. And I'm so proud of the hard work that these young people do every day. And one of the hot topics we've had lately is about how to schedule band into your life or music or art. Many of these students are super high achievers academically. And so I wanted to ask Noah Rogatis. He takes a lot of AP classes. He has a lead in the musical every year, it seems like, and yet somehow he fits band into his life. And I just want to ask how and why you do that.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think the trick to scheduling is pick what you truly love to do. You know, I do lots of school things, and I used to run cross country and yada, yada, yada. But, like, band and music is something that I genuinely enjoy doing, so I'm going to make time for it. If I didn't have band waiting for me all afternoon every white day, I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably go crazy. So it's about making time to do the things you love, and hopefully you'll get good enough that you can do it for the rest of your life.
I like that. I could probably use some of that advice in my own life. I understand that the Jazz Aspen Snowmats has been a big support to Glenwood Springs High School band program. Subi, can you tell us a bit about how they support you?
So last year, I think Jazz Aspen Snowmats donated about $50,000 to the Glenwood Springs music programs in faculty assistance, in instruments, in instrument repair, in music stands. And I think the way that it most affects students directly is by having professional musicians come into the classroom and work with students. Mark Johnson is regularly, like every day, with me at the high school working with students, helping them get ready for Allstate, helping them in jazz band, and he's a longtime professional musician, and it doesn't get much better than that. So a big shout out and a thanks to Jazz Aspen Snowmass, as always.
Do you have any events coming up where listeners can see you live?
On April 3rd, we are going to be performing in Aspen at the base of the gondola. We're just going to play on the plaza there. So we'll have symphonic band, which is about 60 students. We will have wind ensemble, which is about 35 students. And then this jazz band will be performing. So you could find out more information about that in the Glenwood Springs High School newsletter. That's probably the best place.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
I wish I did. I'm sorry. I feel really grateful, though, to KDNK for giving us this chance, because everybody's talking about expeditionary learning and experiential learning and how the most important... I always have something to say. It just took me a second. I think this is one of those moments where students got to work on something, and then they got to share it with a really, really large community. And I appreciate KDNK, Beth Weisong, being willing to have us here every year and get to play for real in front of a whole lot of people, invisible people. So thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for being here today, Tammy Subi and the rest of the Glenwood Springs High School Jazz Band. I always love having you guys around. This has been DJ Sunshine, and we've been listening to the Glenwood Springs High School Jazz Band play and discuss their experiences of practicing and arranging their own music. They'll be playing April 3rd at the base of the gondola in Aspen. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks to all the KDNK members. Please join your friends and neighbors and support KDNK by calling 963-0139 or go online to kdnk.org. Now we will be sending you back to the studio.